Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend John Deeney back on the show. John is a long-time member of our Brain Trust. He's very old. He's the guy that we turn to when we want to know about how to run our businesses better. He's been leading exec CEOs, small business CEOs in the roundtables, the alternative board roundtables for decades. Got started right out of elementary school. He's the author of some of my favorite books on the planet and my whole library, Hunting in a Farmer's World. That's an award-winning book that I'm still jealous I didn't write. And then his new one is called The Exit Map. He's an expert increasingly, more and more, on transition planning for especially anybody who's selling a business, but especially those of us senior baby boomers, millions of us who have businesses, and we're going to talk about that. John Deeney, welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be back, always.
It's good to have you back. Thanks for helping me celebrate our anniversary. Hey, John, I was telling the audience before you got here that there are millions of small businesses, mostly owned by these I'm talking about, are mostly owned by baby boomers, people in their 60s and early 70s, and they're closer to their going out one way or the other than they ever were, and it's just a matter of time, you know, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, some maybe longer, but it's time to start thinking about the transition process, isn't it? Even if you're not ready to sell, even if you can't stand the idea of it, it's inevitable. Why not just start thinking about the process? What do you think?
Sure. I mean, you're right about the numbers. We still own. Baby boomers are 55 or older. As of 2019, every one of us is at least 55 years old.
Yep.
And we still own, by the most conservative estimate in the country, is that we still own just over 50% of small employers. Some authorities put it up around 62 or 63%. So there's still a massive number of boomers that will be exiting in the next 20 years. But if you're 55, I think 75 is probably, even though we work longer, kind of the outside edge of getting out of your business. So in the next 20 years, we're going to see some 3 to 3.5 million boomer owners transition their businesses. And like anything else, if you were planning to go into a new market or if you were planning to offer a new product, you would plan. You would say, gee, how am I going to do this? How's it going to happen? How are people going to react? What's my best way of approaching this?
Mm-hmm.
And considering for most of us it's the biggest financial event of your life, maybe a little planning should go into that too.
Yeah, and the thing is you get to what we're talking about. You and I aren't advocating any particular outcome. You get to decide that. You get to decide whether you become an emeritus chairman or if you show up for work every day or whatever. But you're going to want to do some other things in your life. You're going to want to enjoy the fruits of your labors. You're going to want to your company is going to need to go into a new world that you may not want to tackle or be able to. I mean, the way the digital age is going, so why not just contemplate, think about it. I mean, surely at our age, John, this is not the only thing you and I've had to transition about, right? I mean, I don't climb up on tall ladders anymore and climb up on houses. You know what I mean? I don't run foot races anymore. Those are transitions I've had to make. What do you think?
No, I know that. I still climb ladders, but I don't run foot races.
I said tall ladders.
I don't climb real tall.
I don't climb up on top of houses anymore.
Yeah. I have a one-story house. That's easy. But, you know, what you're going to do afterwards, we could circle back to that. Certainly having your personal plan put together is, is, you know, intelligent. You need to know what you're moving. As I say in several of my books, and you know, Jim, as business owners and entrepreneurs, we don't move away from things very well.
Right.
We only move towards
that's
things.
Right.
We're goal-oriented. We
that's
want
right.
to do the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a critical part of the plan.
High D, double A.
Yes. But the other thing is, once you've decided how you want things to turn out, it changes the way you run your company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you think you want to position yourself to sell to a competitor, it's far different than thinking about having your employees take over.
Yep.
You hire differently. You
yep.
train differently. If you want to sell the business but keep the building, you're going to arrange things one way. If you want to get rid of the building at the same time, you're going to arrange things a different way.
Hold
so
on to that thought, John.
How you approach
when we
your
come
business,
back after the break, John's going to talk to us about some of the details, some of the steps you can think about taking as you start thinking about the transition. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.